Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I reached down and I realized, oh, did I leave it in the studio? I couldn't have left it in the studio. But of course, Fatty McTub again, Tubby Boots, has his recliner, not fully. I'm not lying down. I'm not in sleep position, okay. But the legs are straight out.
Elevated,
where they always
yeah.
are. If you want to know why I'm ectomorphian, you just...
Oh, I had God. A phone.
The fleecing of Mike O'Mara.
Did you hear the sound that the phone made when it was in my machine the other day? For God's sake, this happened to me on Friday. I got a kid that's going to school, and then my phone.
That happened in my recliner. Shut up, Oscar.
But let me restate this, and I can't say this enough. Do not make this call today. Wait until you're happy.
Right. They might create the illusion with all the advertising, with the Brooklynite bearded pricks that they have do their commercials. But they are out to F you hard.
Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody that loves Sons of Anarchy and the brand new television show on FX, which is called Mayans MC. We are going to be joined in just a few minutes here from one of the stars of the show, Sarah Bolger, who plays Emily on the Mayans MC. She is the love interest of not one, but two main characters.
They say on that voicemail. To you.
And she, it's just this lovely actress who is in the middle of all of this mayhem. And Oscar and I have been digging on Mayans MC, which really, to say it's close to Sons of Anarchy, I don't think would be accurate. It is a
much more tan.
Obviously it's more tan, but diving. See, you can say that. I can't.
Because I'm a Latino. Yes,
that's true.
But my people,
talk about diving in. And hitting the ground running, it is it's really, really amazing. I look forward to asking her a lot of questions about the Mayans MC television program, because it really does seem pretty topical for this day and age, especially with everything about immigration and the border, and it takes place down at the border. But if you haven't seen Mayans MC, after we talk to Sarah Bolger, I think you're going to want to really check it out. I have binged it all, and not really binged it. There have only been three episodes. I think the fourth episode is coming out this coming Tuesday at 10 p.m. on FX. So
now you were
we'll
with,
talk to Sarah Bolger.
You were with
here.
SOA from day one. I remember you even did interviews on your terrestrial show in the morning to support it. Do you like this show? Does it seem
on a trailer?
Yeah, that's right. You were in a trailer.
Not on the morning show.
I believe it was.
Yes, you went to at that point Nissan Pavilion and had a few of the actors come on to what they were there for a concert as well. It was something along those lines, I remember.
Yeah, because it wasn't for the podcast.
Oh, you know what? I get confused when you talk about the morning show, because I block the Kirk and Mike show on the Edge.
Oh, yeah.
So I totally blocked
it. You count
that,
those? No. That's when that happened.
No, I mean, yeah, the morning show on the Edge, we were, as a matter of fact, I went up to a concert and interviewed Katie Sagal.
That's right.
And also Charlie Hunnaman, who played Jax. And I was plugged into that. And the thing about this Kurt Sutter, who is the creator of Sons of Anarchy, he's also the creator of Mayans MC. So it'll be really cool. And it's been a long wait for people that like that kind of stuff. So yeah. I'm super jacked about that. And I'm just glad that we didn't have to make any phone calls this weekend, because if we did, I would be. I'll tease, because I will have the entire story coming up later. We don't have time to do it right now, but I'll give a quick tease. Okay.
Yeah.
A quick tease with my delightful. You guys saw how excited I was. Was it Friday during the bonus show, or was
it
Friday during the regular
bonus
show?
It almost stopped the bonus show in its tracks.
For those of you who enjoy this program now, and thank God for our many, many YouTube subscribers, I will give this a little quick little bonus for you. There you go.
That's it.
There it is. There it is.
That looks nice.
Okay.
Looks very nice.
And for the purposes of teasing Also, let me simply say, when you buy one of these products, go to the Apple store, get Apple Care.
Yeah.
Going to the AT&T store and getting AT&T protection may be not the best thing to do. Mm.
Really? Mm. Not the same?
Still waiting. Still waiting. But it's a long story.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
It didn't ruin my day. It didn't ruin my day. Ruined my weekend.
Comparing apples and oranges?
For anyone who was wondering if I've mellowed in my old age, yes. If I have let adverse circumstances throw me off the rails the way they used to, take heart. Take heart because, yes, I had a full-fledged tantrum. It was in front of the whole family, and the disappointment was the equivalent of a child getting their favorite Christmas present and then having a T-Rex come in and step on it.
Oh.
Outside of tears, there were no tears, but there certainly was a reasonable amount
fueled.
Of anger.
You were fueled by anger.
If you and Mike, not for nothing, I know we got a guest coming on in two seconds here, but we had a brief interaction about the safety of the entire process of getting a new phone.
Yes.
Using the carrier. Mm-hmm. This is during the bonus show, by the way.
I remember. Right.
What protocol should be taken? All kinds of options.
Yeah, you know, it's insurance and thinking ahead. Yeah.
This is going to be a tale of woe that I will share with you. A tale of woe. Type comment here. Do we have our guest? Is there any? See, this is
only
always
you can actually say if something's going on.
Yeah, that's this is the week.
Okay, she's wrapping up right now. And we're next.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right, very good. The thing about it is I am embarrassed that something material will cause me this much
You should not be embarrassed, and let me tell you why. Because in the last 10 years, maybe even less, those damn devices have become what we build our whole life around. When you upgrade, it's like taking on a new family member.
I disagree. You should be embarrassed, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get our wonderful guest on right now. I'm very, very excited to have this this lady on the phone right now. Let's say hi to Sarah Bulger. Sarah Bulger joins us from Mayans MC. Sarah, hello. Are you there?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Sarah, how did a nice girl from Ireland get caught between a motorcycle gang, a ruthless drug cartel, and a group of Mexican rebels? How the heck did this happen, Sarah?
What do you mean? That's a Good Friday. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sarah plays Emily on the New Mayans MC, and by the way, that comes up this coming Tuesday, episode 4, I believe it is, Sarah. I've watched 3 of them, so that means it's 4. What? Tuesday at 10 on FX. Its premiere was the top cable series debut of 2018, and it is a delight to have you on the show. And, boy, you guys hit the ground running with this. Did you know anything about bikers or the culture of motorcycles or anything like this when you took on this project?
I was a huge fan of Sons of Anarchy itself, so that helped me, of course, as it's sort of same universe, you know, same world, this universe of Sons of Anarchy helped me understand sort of the level of what I was going into with Mayans. But, you know, no, to the most part, no, and there's been a huge learning curve with the show and building this character, and obviously I knew even less about cartels and drug lords, and that was so much fun to do research on.
And it's really the Mayans MC. There's a lot of Spanish speaking in the show. You do, in the 3 episodes I've seen, you do a little bit of it. Do you speak Spanish? And was that any kind of criteria for getting the role?
No, actually, it's so interesting. She didn't really speak Spanish initially. And whilst developing the character with myself, Kurt and Elgin, you know, we sort of came to the conclusion that of course she would speak Spanish. And that was a thing we went away and we got a tutor. And I every single day for the last 7 months have had Spanish lessons and then have had someone on set. Because even though I don't speak that much Spanish in episodes 1, 2, and 3, as the show continues, I speak more and more Spanish, which has just been so much fun. Like acting in a different language, you know, as an Irish girl, it's just so much fun.
you know, the main character, Easy Reyes, he's the prospect. He has a little bit going on, just like you do. Tell us about the actor who plays Easy, who's one of your two love interests. By the way, not that Sarah's got it tough as an actress here. She is. She seems to be in love with two gentlemen in the show. I hope I'm not giving away spoilers here if you haven't watched it yet.
Both of them have abs for days.
Abs. They all have abs for days. You got. He's got a little bit going on. Tell us about the actor who plays. Easy and your husband, who's the ruthless cartel dude. That's the best way I can describe it. I need to know more about the actors with this.
Miguel Galindo is my husband played by Danny Pina, and then sort of the, you know, my love interest, the person whom I have been in sort of an off and on relationship since I was 16 years old, is Easy Reyes, played by J.D. Pardo. And they're both so wonderful. You're right. They both have abs. I don't even have abs. I feel like I need to have abs.
Now, Sarah, I wouldn't be doing my job researching any interview if I did not look at certain images, both video and sure. I think it's safe to say your abs are just 100% fine. But moving right
That's
along.
That's excellent here, reporting work, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Sarah, let me. The show actually has some pretty heavy plot lines, and you do hit the ground running with the plot here. And I think topicality with the current situation with our borders. Do you think this show? I get the feeling sometimes when I'm watching Mayans MC that I get a little educated about the realities of what the border might be doing. They took pains. It took a long time to develop this with Kurt Sutter. Do you feel like some people will be educated about the circumstances down around the border by watching the Mayans MC show?
Well, it seems the thing about Mayans, and Kurt's the first person to say this, so I'm sort of reiterating his words, but we have a fictional show here. It's set in a fictional town of Santo Madre and Santo Padre, which are like border towns on the Mexico-Cali border. So there is, there's an element that, of course, the political climate influenced the writing and sort of development. We wrote these pilots, especially the first three, so long ago that it sort of seems like happenstance that what is happening reflects so well on sort of what's happening today in politics. But, Kurt and Elgin, they're writing a fictional TV show. So we're not a political show per se, but of course, sort of what is happening today has influenced their writing and certainly the ramifications of what's been happening has influenced the results in our show today.
Sarah, let's get back to the dreamboats that you work with on set.
Oscar, you want to do that?
Well, okay. Those guys, you must have a fantastic crew on set, because not just for you, but for every aspect of the show, detail-wise, whether it's the chrome on the motorcycle, your Mercedes G-Wagon, the rims are perfect, the white dress you're wearing is actually white, and you're in the middle of, just desert dirt.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
You got her.
My question was, how does your dress stay white and how do those rims stay clean? Are people constantly just dusting you off?
We have the most amazing crew. We really do. And we film a lot of time on stage, so it might look like desert, but in truth, we're sort of in, Santa Clarita in a studio.
Hollywood magic. I'm a rube. I'm so sorry. I withdraw myself from this interview.
Hey, I have to ask you this, Sarah. So, being a fan of Sons of Anarchy, and now I love this show. I mean, this show, you want to talk about a plot that hits the ground running. I got so many questions for you, but I know we've got you for a short time. I have always considered, Kurt Sutter strikes me as a true badass, and he actually even scares me when I see him being interviewed. He seems mellow and stuff like that, but is that an intense environment on set, just working with all these guys? Is it intense?
Well, let me these guys are kind. All these guys are so gentle. Most of these people, most of the dudes who we hired are, are family men. They talk about their dogs all day. They have pictures of their dogs on their phone. They're so kind and gentle and loving. And it's just a really beautiful, happy set. And Kurt's such a gentleman. He's such a dream to work with. He's so inclusive in the process. There's no time of day you couldn't be allowed to reach out to him if you had a question about the script. And it's really helpful, and it's a really sort of a family environment on set, which is just amazing.
I don't know if you're allowed to. I don't know if you're allowed to say this or not. Where do you shoot the exteriors? Because we used to get a lot of calls from people with Sons of Anarchy that were around where they'd shoot the exteriors. Can you say where you're shooting your exteriors for the show?
Yeah, I mean, look, broadly, we're filming all around Southern California. You know, we went down actually to Mexico City a couple times to do exteriors. So sort of all about the place.
It's so authentic. It really is. Right. You know, first of all, I have to compliment, you've done an amazing job promoting the show. What about you? What else is, because I know there's a lot on your plate right now. You are, you're even on a poll that I saw for Batgirl, as people voting for Emily. What else is going on in the Sarah Bolger world right now?
That's what I want. Let me get Batgirl.
Nice.
And, a film called A Good Woman Is Hard to Find. We have to do reshoots for that. But right now, you know, we just finished filming Mayans. Like, we literally just sort of stopped rolling on the cameras, and we're here doing ADR and sort of doing post-production. So we haven't finished completely yet, but then I'll go back to Dublin for a bit. I haven't seen my family since January.
Wow.
That's amazing. You know, I'm going to do what some of your other interviews will not do. I'm going to get you back on time, and the publicists are going to thank me and get me more stars like you on the Mike O'Mara show. But Sarah Bolger, the Mayans MC, I think it's already a massive hit. Continued good luck. Come back on the show with us sometime. We'd love to talk to you when we have more time.
Anytime.
Thank you very much. That's that is Sarah Bolger. She plays Emily Thomas, which is this. How did you feel when you saw having the white European girl in the middle of all these Latinos that she's involved with? How did that? I mean, that had to be weird, Mike, Oscar.
As a man who married a white European female.
Yes,
I felt like home. I said, "There are my brethren doing their thing,
brethren, Mike."
And then I have found a wonderful
it's bread with an E, brethren.
Whatever, you know what I mean. My people, mis hermanos, and mis hermanos have found the beautiful white China doll that we said we want in our lives.
You know, and I have to agree with him because I am also married to a white European woman, and
you're
I find it comforting.
That doesn't even make sense. You're white. She's white.
Nice. All right, that's Sarah. Listen, if you haven't checked it out yet, a lot of people are watching, especially the Sons people that love that show. I it started so fast, Oscar, that it almost was a little wobbly for me, but then
like
when you get into that,
too much too fast,
just too much too soon. It was like they were trying, but he waited a long time before he debuted this series.
There are so many plot arcs within the major one of the setting where, and Mike is right, all kidding aside, this love story that's intertwined in all this violence.
Right.
And then there's layers of this love story, as Mike alluded to. You don't expect that right away.
Yeah.
You expect violence, 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 not this young love that went awry.
It sounds like when you watch the first episode, feels like you're starting on season two because there's so much amazing stuff going on
Edward
already.
Edward James almost is in it. I did not know that until I started watching it.
Yeah, I liked two and three. Season one, I was like, God, how much can happen in this? And then
you settle in,
and it's good. It's Mayans MC Tuesday, 10 p.m. on FX, and its premiere was the top cable series debut of 2018. Mm-hmm. And we are well into 2018,
absolutely.
So that's a pretty big deal. Hey, all right, it's phone talk when we come back. We got a lot to talk about on the show today.
We have Rich.
My golfing world, from a spectator standpoint, is complete. I was like a little kid. I don't know why. My wife hates him. I love him. It's Tiger Woods. We'll talk about that.
Hey, you're married to a European woman, too.
Thank you. But hey, we have that in common, all three of us.
Yes,
isn't that exciting?
Yeah, not Pony, though.
My mom's not happy about that.
We will come back with the tragedy of a Friday afternoon and my tears when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Can we just take down the toot?
Toot? Really?
No,
you haven't even seen the beginning of this attitude. Say that to me again.
I apologize. That was a poor choice of words. I just mean I need you to show me the respect that you would show your boss.
Because it's your house, right?
Oh, you did the black voice thing with him?
It's not a black voice. In actuality, not a black voice.
No, you do a black voice. You don't remember when you was in that meeting, you was like, we gonna get it lit up in here, this meeting lit.
It was very lit.
You did it at the staff meeting when you were like, I keep it 100.
When have I never kept it 100?
When you added that AP calculus to my class, though.
All right, agree to disagree. Listen, I hate to break up this pleasure party of delusion, but I have work to do.
Wow.
So if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna do my thing.
That's a black voice.
My suspicions were right, and you, my friend, are dyslexic.
That's what I got.
I knew it. Now that you say it, it makes sense. You also have a processing disorder.
I got a touch of prostate cancer. She didn't touch my ass one time.
I said processing disorder.
I'm not processing it.
You are just one big, beautiful mixed drink of learning disabilities.
Okay. So how do we fix it? Let's talk solution.
Well, there's no cure for what you have.
Oh, my God. I got learning herpes?
There is no such thing as learning herpes.
I'm blistering up. It's because I'm trying to think.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you are listening right now, you get it. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show's an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by our favorite realtor in Northern California. His name is Alex Papp.
Hey, Alex.
You know him, you love him. Give him a call. Hey, listen, are you renting? Don't be a rube. Now's the time to buy a home. Analysts predict the interest rates will rise by the end of the year. So right now, the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online and give Alex a call on his personal cell phone. Hey,
yeah, of all the calls in the world, he chose you.
916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129.
84 hike.
916-276-2129. I don't want to fool around with this phone number. Oh. He's licensed in the entire state, focuses on places like Wheatland and Rockland, Auburn, Sacramento, NorCal. So stop running. Call Alex, 916-276-2129, BRE 019-860-31. Prado Real Estate. Buy a house and get a fruitcake from Rob. That's right. That's
Yay,
what we want
you
to
Alex.
Do, ladies and gentlemen. I have to download a particular sound effect right now because... Rob sent this to me, and then I completely forgot to do it.
Spy report. Spy report.
And you know, I have really to apologize that I could tell you were emotionally upset.
You sent
upset.
Me 5, which is, you're going to have to choose your favorite one. The first, second, third, fourth, or fifth.
Ah, that's tough. Are they labeled? Do they? If you hover over them, do they have a name on them?
Sophie's Choice.
Nope. Actually, Mike, you know.
Yeah, one is iPhone break. One is iPhone crack. One is recliner action. One is squeaky recliner. I'm going to do the first one.
Okay.
Usually send me the first
recliner.
One.
Okay. Okay.
But one of them actually includes a reclining effect. One is just the phone, you see. Yeah.
Really?
All yeah. Right. And I have them downloaded if you want me to play them from this end, too.
Oh, good. Play from this at that end. You'll see.
Oh, that's, what the hell is that? Was that
a little loud?
That was you.
That's, I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
This is, I guessed because we had a hard time communicating on Friday.
We'll do this when we get to it. Let me tell the story first. All right. So, we're doing, was it the bonus?
The bonus show on
shows?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the bonus show
FedEx
on Friday.
FedEx lady shows up.
Towards the end of the bonus show, FedEx lady shows up. I know it's my new sell my soul to the God of AT&T for my brand new iPhone X. The last one I had, I thought I had an 8. I didn't. I had a 7, which was, I believe the 7s were made, Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, in the 1960s.
Two generations ago.
Two generations. So I have the old 7. I've never liked my current cell phone that I'm using. I've never liked the iPhone 7. It has never worked for me. I butt dialed the world. Yes. I've gotten trouble with butt dialing when I've been talking to Jimmy when I was drunk. Mm-hmm. It's just, the iPhone 7 is just not kind to me. It's mm-hmm. not a kind situation. So I said, okay, there's a little buzz about this. I'm going to go ahead and pop for it. And then I made the decision to order the thing before the real press launch started.
So you were ahead of the curve.
I was a tiny bit ahead of the curve. And then all the iPhone X and iPhone X Max stories started coming down. And there are pictures of it. And they're talking about why it's not good, why it's good, why you're going to love it. What's a feature they have? It's still like they're ejaculating this stuff me mm-hmm. constantly. And it's really, really stunning to me the way this press is coming through.
However, so I would say that every time there is a new iPhone release,
it's nothing new.
It's a similar flood, but you're probably more sensitive to it
because
you
are focused on it.
He has
I'm focused on it because I don't get these toys for myself very often. And I said, Jesus, it's expensive, but you know, the whole dog and pony show of go to your carrier and get the phone, and they'll charge you a certain amount.
Are you leasing?
I'm not. I didn't pay for it at once.
Yeah,
of course not.
So
you took out a mortgage.
You can't do it. I mean, it's too expensive. No, who has that?
The price of a computer.
So I go online and I order it online through AT&T.
American Telephone and Telegraph is a great company.
There's a special, and I'm very, very psyched. And I said, okay, this will be really something. I knew that it was coming soon. I didn't think it would be as soon as I got it. Apparently, it arrived at my door. This will work into the story a little later on launch day.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Friday is launch day.
That's right. Yeah.
So here's what happens. So I get the thing and I'm looking at it, and then we finish the show.
We had you size it up and put it to your face to see how big it was. Max.
Yeah, and it really
be careful.
You know, and I've still got it, and you know, there it is.
Yep.
Just looks lovely. There it is.
What's fascinating during that conversation, Mike? You mentioned a few different things. You said that you were pumped for the phone. At one point, it might have been me or you, Rob. I said you need to look into an OtterBox.
Yes.
And then you chastised me and said, you know,
I did not do that. You're making up your own reality.
You tend to dig in your heels.
I chastised Oscar for saying put it in an OtterBox.
Yeah, but you know, protect it in an OtterBox.
Why protect my other phone? I would plan on doing that if I had a few moments to have with it.
Friday.
Yeah, that's
can
same
I
thing.
Finish my story? Please?
You said that the people that need an OtterBox, like my wife, were missing a chromosome. Something along those lines.
I don't believe that was said.
No, he's lying.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Well, it doesn't matter. So anyway, it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
It doesn't matter.
Pish-pa-fooey. Pish-pa-fooey for you. So, God damn it. I get it, and when the bonus show's over, I think Carla and my son were off somewhere. I had the house to myself. I was so excited.
Yes.
I immediately dive into to the phone. I don't waste a moment's time transferring data from one phone to the other. Now, the AT&T gives you an app where you can transfer all your data. So you can do the equivalent of what they do in the store.
Much easier these days.
And much easier to do it. Well, you would think that when you transfer the data, that would activate the phone as well. No, of course not. This is where the first crapola begins, all right? The data gets transferred, but I have not activated the phone number. So I realize that's a thing. And I go in, and I'm on some AT&T website where I start having to do this. And I'm like, okay, this is taking a long time. This is where the laziness of me is my undoing. And I said to myself, okay, enough of this in the studio. I'm going to go and take my computer and take my two phones and go to my fat obesity chair where, you know, my fart sack and I'm going to go recline and leisurely do this.
Sure.
As I'm doing this. So I go over there and me, so I've got the stuff transferred, but I don't have the phone number, and I'm it's a little convoluted with the activation and,
yes.
you know, and I'm trying to decipher where I go to activate this phone. Cause no one's told me, cause I didn't buy it in the store and I don't know anything about these SIM chips and all this
cards, crap. Yeah, the SIM card.
You have to go to the SIM
it's
card.
Gotta be MacGyver to transfer that over.
Tiny screwdriver.
It's a little complex though. And so I'm working my way through it. Okay. I'm working my way through it. And I'm getting to the point where the phone is going to be turned on. And I think I was like at that point, and my phone was next to my right side of my fat ass, and my other phone is there. So I pick up my old phone.
Yes.
And then I reach down for my new phone. And I'm like, I know it's in here somewhere. I leave it in the office. I get up and I go look in the office. Well, before I get up, actually, I have to rewind a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset. Yeah, this is a little charged.
Take
this
a breath.
A little emotionally charged for me.
Take a breath.
I'll be okay. I'm going to be okay. I don't like, you know, this is like really, this, I still got, I've got a little, you know, trauma from this. So I reach down and I realize, oh, did I leave it in the studio? I couldn't have left it in the studio. But of course, Fatty McTub again, Tubby Boots, has his recliner, not fully. I'm not lying down. I'm not in sleep position,
okay.
But the legs are straight out.
Elevated,
where they
yeah.
always
yeah.
are. If you want to know why I'm ectomorphian, you know, you just... You know, you just put out the recliner where I sit in that lovely fat chair all day long. And so I said, well, I might as well get up. And I don't think it's in the chair. Well, if it is, maybe it'll kick it out. And so I start to put the recliner down. And now this is the sound I hear when I put the recliner down.
I anticipated right? This is probably what went down. So here is my audio recreation
Rob will
of
now
what
do
happened.
His audio recreation of what happened when I put the recliner down.
Rob, that was spot on.
Thank you.
If you want a replay of that, since Rob knows now, I approve of the sound. This is what happened when I put my recliner.
You know, the
down.
Hardest sound to find was lowering a recliner. That was the hardest thing to find.
You nailed it. This is. And I said, I immediately hear this. And I'm like, oh, F. Oh, double turds.
Spalding.
Brand, most expensive phone I will ever have in my hand.
Yes, like buying a car.
It slid down because it's so super sleek that it just went right down the esophagus of the recliner. And then, and then when I put the recliner down, instead of maybe hopping out of it, which we require a little more core strength to get lard asses up a chair out of the chair. No, put down the recliner, Mike, so you can get this sound when you put your recliner down. As it's wedged perfectly, flawlessly between middle arm A and middle arm B.
Oh, it's so, all about leverage. I mean, that phone never stood a chance.
No. And so Carla had helped me look, and I said, do you see it underneath? And then when I put it down, I heard it. And then of course, immediately Carla says, there it is. I said, oh, now you find it.
Thanks for helping.
I said, it's ruined. I know. Tell me it's ruined. Yes, it's ruined.
Oh, no.
And
ruined.
It's ruined. Ruined. And so... Ruined. It's ruined. And I will tell you what happened after that, because it's off to the AT&T store, where the number one comment on Friday was, well, it's the rollout day. Okay, I don't need four effers of you mother effers to tell me it's the rollout day and it's real tough for you. Yeah, it's just beginning. And and by the way, if you're keeping score at home, yes. The situation has not been resolved yet. Yay. There are lots of... Now we will get into the real
aren't
inner
you glad,
cookie.
Aren't you glad you pre-ordered?
Oh, God. I am no... I will no more ever be involved in the day of... I will not go to a movie day on its premiere. Yeah, bastards. We'll take a break and come back with a little more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frace with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the sexual assault allegations against SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the systemic causes of partisanship. Yeah, it's a little wonky, but you're going to like it. And I finally learned how to shut down an O'Mara rant. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
You know, I always knew that Me Undies was that really cool underwear with the fun, crazy prints. Yeah. But it wasn't until I actually tried them on that I realized that, unbelievable. Holy crap, they're amazing. Seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. They still have fun, crazy prints, and I like those because it's your underwear, and I'm not planning on walking down Main Street in my underwear. I just want my significant other to see it.
Would you do that for a new iPhone?
To do anything. Yes, I would. It's like having a fun secret when you wear those. It's like having a fun secret in my pants.
In your pants!
Every pair. Thank you. We're right out of the gate today. Every pair of Me Undies uses a micromodal. Say micromodal 10 times fast.
Micromodal.
It's a micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than regular cotton. It's exactly what you want down there.
Hey now.
Down there because it's touching, you know. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. You're going to love these undies, but if you're not into it, just send them back for a full refund. If you do that, you know, I can't really help you. Me Undies just launched a brand new membership, which makes it easy to upgrade your top drawer with new undies each month. This is the best fabric you're ever going to feel touching down there.
In your pants!
In my pants!
Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one else can get, plus special member pricing on every MeUndies product. And you can switch styles or skip any month you want. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchaser, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Do it now. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. And if you are not someone who wears this product,
right?
If you don't wear underwear, shame on you.
Shame.
Time
shame.
To stop that, Captain Commando. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com, and then you put a little slash. It's called a hashtag. It's a slash and then TMOS afterwards.
Is it called a hashtag? Don't do that.
Slash.
Yeah. Slash. Yeah. Hashtag's another thing.
That's the number sign, like a tic-tac-toe deal.
Okay, let me start again. It's MeUndies.com// TMOS.
TMOS. Two it's slashes make an X.
I'm going to do it again. It sounded like there were two slashes.
Right. No.
MeUndies.com/ TMOS.
www full stop.
MeUndies. .com/TMOS.
Or
it's exactly what you want. My favorite line in that commercial.
Yes.
It's exactly what you want down there.
Perfect.
I believe there's also a button on our website you can get the right rules. There.
Yeah
the
do best. That.
Happy to have them on.
Yeah. All right. So, I realize that in my current situation with a phone that is not on yet, to like make calls. I look at the phone. I'm not even. I'm
What's
so
wrong
distraught.
With it? What is wrong with it?
It's broken. The screen is broken.
Yeah, but what type of broken? A crack, shatter, screen, dented.
Cracked screen with the green lines down the middle where I can't see it.
Like a television.
So it's not just a glass thing.
I've never seen green lines.
Then the top of it is dented. Where you know you can see it right there.
That's where the Lazy Boy got it. Right there.
Yeah. That's where it's the crack.
I wonder what that must have sounded like.
Well, I put down the recliner and then this happened. Rob, you've nailed Genius. Some sound effects before. Now, you didn't get the shattering glass. That did it. But if you turn that down,
yes.
Like if you dump the volume right after the pop,
yes.
That is exactly the sound.
All right, let's try.
Rob nailed the sound. This is what happened because it. No, don't
no,
turn
no
it
fade.
Down. Turn it down. Turn it down.
The volume.
Stop
for the
it
crack.
After the pop. Okay. Right after the pop.
Okay.
The volume.
Listen to this. This is exactly the sound.
Like that?
You got to do it quicker.
No.
Okay, when, just right after the pop. Okay.
You know, he gets great sound effects, but then when
I think we asked too much. He's not good in post.
It was like pop. It was snap. It snapped.
Well, in fairness, let me just state this. I got a call from Mike, a very awkward call on Friday, for some reason, my phone was, I was hearing him perfectly, and he could not hear me, and he was at the zenith apex, the actual North Pole of anger.
Oh, my God.
So it was not the time for me to be in a soft cell phone zone.
Where were you, by the way? Were you in Leesburg?
Yes, I was. Mike, I apologize time of need, I couldn't communicate with you.
Crappy reception.
It does.
Rob's going...
I've done this,
and I'm like, I just need a sound effect of a phone breaking inside of.
And I texted you as soon as I came to a stoplight and said I heard every word you said, and I will have a perfect sound effect for you. But I do apologize because I know at that time, that's the last thing you needed.
Where are you?
Yes, exactly.
It was, we got our signal straight and we figured it out. So at this point, it's off to the AT&T store where, as I walk through the door, two people immediately come out. And want to indicate to me that how difficult the day is, and
do they lead with
really
that?
Tough. Yeah, they lead with that.
Employees do.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
They said it's really a tough situation, but the first thing you have to do is find out if you have insurance. I said, okay, how do we do that? Well, you probably want to call. I said, no. How about not? Can we just? I'm in the.
Yeah.
I've driven to your AT&T store.
You're in the belly of the beast.
It becomes evident to me right away that they are farming me off to just to get rid of me, to go online. You know, hey, retail locations, people don't come to a retail location because they want to go online and do crap. I'd like to have you help me with this because I don't know what's going on.
That's the reason retail places are dying.
Right.
And I have AT&T as well. And what they will do is they will immediately greet you. And you'll think you're getting somewhere.
Right.
Then they put you somewhere and you are made to wait. But it's like it's almost like those back and forth lines at Disney. They give the illusion of something happened when nothing's happening.
So they're not helpful. And then they farm me off to this other lady. And she appears to be she's a good thing and a bad thing.
Hmm.
She is, I believe, empathetic with my situation.
Good.
And she is humorless.
Oh.
And now I have to wade through this personality where she is not really getting any of the frustrating shtick because I kind of try to... I try to soften the situation with humor a little bit, and she's not getting any of my jokes. And I can't get pissed off because she is trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
To make a long story short, she says, I have to, they check. She said, I can check to see if you have insurance. I said, that's good.
Awesome.
She said, oh, you do. You have insurance. And I'm like, I hear the angels. And then within the same sentence, she says, and you have a $300 deductible, which is just like, but listen, I mean, this is this phone. I don't know if you've looked online. The price of this phone currently, the retail price of this phone is $2.5 million.
Yeah. Wow.
So that seems high. It's very,
you gotta
very
have a high,
high
deductible when you drive around in a Bentley.
That's right.
Well, it sucks, but at least it's something, right? So that she says, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do this. And she said, I am on the phone, and at this point, they said, what is your numerical passcode? I said, you mean the one I have never, ever used and not committed to memory? That's 20 minutes when I call the mentally challenged person at the call center who doesn't want to help me at all.
Don't you realize that help center, Mike, that's named ironically?
At this point, this woman, the humorless woman who is empathetic, says, I can do that for you. And I'm like, oh, you can do that. And we change the number with her help. All right. Then she also.
So is this like they wanted to find the number that you use to access your phone when it locks?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 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 not no, that no, number. No, I know that
AT&T
number.
Account pin.
That's another layer.
That. Oh, that
because
thing.
Let me tell you about Apple and AT&T. All they were sued probably multiple times about security and not and people being so all they care about is putting as many layers as they possibly can
right.
on this. So I get the new PIN. I put it in there. And then I call the insurance company from the AT&T store, call the AT&T. And then I get another dullard there who is telling me, you have to do, you do, you do. What is your numerical passcode? First question.
Yeah.
I said, it's ba, ba, ba. She goes, sometimes it takes 30 minutes to take effect and you're not seeing it. I mean, I am ready to stab myself. I called you right after that on my way home.
Yeah, I could feel it in your voice.
I wait to get home. It's an hour before I get in to their insurance website. I have my filled out affidavit. It broke. It broke. Thank you.
Experts agree it's broken.
I download. If you want to get this wonderful insurance and you got a brand new phone that happens to be in your, you know, crushed to death with this particular sound in your fart sack, this is what happens when this happens to your phone. There you go. You know, this is what you go through. All right. You get in, you talk to the person. They tell you to download
right.
a printable version of the affidavit that you can fill out. But by the way, the humorless but helpful lady at the AT&T store has already filled it out for me.
That's
so
great.
I have this here. So then I download that. I call the person. Then I'm going to have to take a picture of it, scan it or take a picture of it and send it back to this insurance company. And then I'm going to have to take a picture or scan my photo ID. By the way, after I've given my numerical passcode to this insurance company that has all my information, where I verified my information, they want it verified again and again and again and again. And I am ready right now to blow the... Look, anybody who's dealt with the phone company knows this is they've gotten worse.
Oh yeah.
They've gotten worse. And I upload, I download, I upload, I download, I upload, and then I get the message I get back is you will get a response by the 23rd. This is Friday. They're talking about Sunday. Once our adjuster reviews your claim. You will get an email, and they give me literally like a specific time.
Wow.
Like 4:35 on Sunday. Say, hey, they're working 24/7.
Nice.
It's a 24/7 operation. Mm-hmm. How about that? You get like 4:35, you should get an email. So 4:35, I'm in the middle of the golf tournament. Okay.
Right.
I'm not watching. So I'm later than that. And I go and I see, hey, didn't get an email. Shocker. Then I go, oh, by the way, I checked after that to see what the status was. To see with my claim, yeah. where that was. They said, all your documentation has been received. You will be responded to at such and such a day.
Good.
But I didn't get an email, and I haven't gotten an email. Then I go back in, 7 o'clock or so, you know, after the golf tournament Sunday evening. No email, nothing. So I go into the website again. Know it by heart this time.
Sure.
Know how to get in there. Said, we have no current claims for you.
Oh, ooh, no.
Man.
This is a company that greases up their giant corporate every day when they go into work and they want to put it to their customers. Mm-hmm. They might create the illusion with all the advertising, with the Brooklynite bearded pricks that they have do their commercials. But they are out to F you hard.
Yeah.
They are not going to help you at all. Unless you go along like the lemmings you are. Oh, Jesus, I'm running out of time. Yes, yes. Go ahead, Oscar.
Before we go to break.
Yes.
The headlines that I read this weekend,
before
I knew what happened to Mike's phone,
mm-hmm.
said the Coring Company's Gorilla Glass 6 virtually unbreakable unless.
Oh, unless. Dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Mm. They did a 5-foot drop test, a 3-foot drop test.
Oh, I was watching those. Watch those. Yeah. Throw it down an escalator. Thank you. That's wonderful.
They don't Thanks break. For throwing.
They don't break.
Unless they don't break. You drop them in your lazy boy. Yeah.
So, Mike,
that's it.
Do you feel
that's right. That's it.
Do you feel that AT&T insurance has gotten worse since they've gone with Senate?
So, I will come back and give you the current state of my situation. It'll be very brief, and then we'll be done with this. And I apologize to anyone, but this is my
new phone doesn't break. Unless.
Sarah Bulger was nice, though.
Oh, very
she
nice.
Was great.
Very nice.
We'll take a break. Come back.
Oh, it's Paulie. And I still find it hard to believe that some of you P1s out there still don't get the bonus show. What's going on? You go and invest $5 in a friggin' Starbucks coffee, but you can't invest in quality entertainment? Now listen to me. Go to the Mike O'Mara Show website or the TMOS app, click on there, and get the bonus show. And the past bonus shows, let me tell you something. You're going to need to wear the pens because you're going to pee your friggin' pants. You understand? Now let's go back to the funniest guy I know, Mike O'Mara.
Party! This portion of the show brought to you by the Ring Doorbell. Listen, everybody loves their Ring Doorbell. Yes. I love mine. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people. Ring helps you stay connected from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to hear and speak to them all from your phone. I didn't do it yesterday. I'll tell you what happened. I just got the Ring floodlight cam. I've got it up in Maine.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell the individual that dropped off. This is the tale of two advertisers colliding. For the individual that dropped off my Blue Apron, thanks for going up to the top step and leaving it right there instead of at the door. Thank you very much. I could have talked to him and go, wouldn't you like to go 3 extra feet? I'm watching you. I'm looking at you. Listen, this is the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights. I love this thing. Carla's got this wind chime sound that she gets the alert on her phone when it activates the camera.
Yeah.
And then I have a security plan with Ring that actually records it, and I'm able to go back and look, and I say, hey, look at that. He didn't go past the top step.
Jerk.
How about that? Anyway, if you get to, it's $3 a month, by the way, the protection plan. All of your Ring video is saved forever, and that's peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you got to get one of these things. This is so much fun. As a listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. It has a video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. I love my Ring floodlight cam and my camera up there. I'm watching
it's
everything.
It's so cool. You can keep track of your
watching Zach come in and out of my house. Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
You can keep track of Maine from Florida.
I do. It's exactly
so great.
What I do.
So cool.
What's he doing on my deck?
Get off my deck.
So let me wrap this up as best I can. So I get back, I upload, download, upload. I tell you what happens when they get it. They tell me they haven't gotten the claim, and then I call. Which is I didn't want to do, but I called and they said, oh, go into this. And they give me another website to go to. And I get into the website. And when I see it, your claim has been denied because we have no data usage or phone activity on your new phone.
Oh,
no.
Because I transferred my pictures, music, blah, blah, blah for 2.5 hours. But I didn't put the thing in the thing, which means the phone wasn't used because it wasn't. I call AT&T. I tell them what the story is. I said, well, if you can use your phone, you'll be okay. And guess what?
What?
I can use my phone. And then I'm going to use it for 2 days, and I'm going to file a new claim because the screen can't be read, which is the truth. Now, is that a game? Yeah, it's an effing game. Oh, AT&T told me to deal with their little insurance. And she said something like, well, this is a Hail Mary. Hail Mary. How about the phone broke? They suck. They suck.
It's
they want
not
everything.
A Hail Mary
they
at
want
all.
It all. This is like a casino. They want it all.
Yeah, at the end
they
of the day.
They want it all. Mm. That's what they want. So I called Carla. I'm using the data right now. I got my text from you that say to you, Mike, two text messages from Rob. I can click on that. Then cool. I put in my little cool code there. There we go. Mm-hmm. And let me see. First one is all set.
I'm another cat addicts.
Mike is cat.
So it's
I
almost
think you were
like
saying Mike is Zoom connected.
Beep, zip right? connected, yeah. But you know, it's
zip
good.
Can see, I couldn't read it.
But you that makes it fun.
You can't read it when you've got that in the middle
the
of
lines.
It. You can't read it when
looks,
you got that.
Right. Like it's something out of Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah. Very modern.
By the way, that's the top. Can you see? There's the top.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that look nice? Doesn't that look lovely?
Are you able to make a phone call on it?
Oh. Yep.
I can.
Okay.
I can make a phone call. Let me see if I can do that right now. Let me call you.
So actually, considering It is moderately durable, just not impenetrable.
You know what's crazy is that the screen, while essentially sat on,
worse than that.
Compacted by a Lazy Boy.
Ground
did not spider out.
And that's a new thing.
The old glass would have chipped away.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob, I'm calling you. Pay attention, Rob. It's BWAC.
Let me take this on speaker. Silent. Hello.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, it's me. How are you?
Hey, you sound great.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that on your screen? Are those green lines?
Hey, everybody can hear the actual delay.
It's fun.
Did you turn my microphone off?
No.
Why don't you turn my microphone off?
Okay.
Maybe I could do the rest of the show.
Hi.
Hold on.
Oh, that sounds better. Okay,
right,
here we go.
Now I've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, it's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike O'Mara.
How's everybody doing today?
How many minutes do you have
Did you turn my microphone off?
I did.
You just said turn it off.
Yeah. All right, good. Now you can hear me.
Yeah. The fidelity is striking.
You sound like Herb Welch.
I understand. Well, she's here. And the lady expressed herself. I don't understand what you want from me.
Are you going to take insurance instructions from a haircut, Herb?
I don't have to listen to this haircut. Hey, Rob.
Mike.
I'm going to hang up.
All right, bye then. Mike, your microphone has been engaged.
Well, Ollie, if you need to lessons as a reporter,
oh God, that's a pretty Jim secret. Ryan. You know what? Let's have that tape tomorrow. I want to hear that.
I'd like
tomorrow.
To hear that.
I would
that's
too.
What's your ETA for?
I'm supposed to wait 24 hours before filing another claim. I started the claim, but I haven't uploaded everything, and I'm going to do that. She said 24 hours and maybe even 2 days. It would be best 48 hours. I'm going to wait 24 hours. And send
if it. I'm wow. not mistaken, if you go through Apple and buy your phone through Apple, then buy AppleCare, it's a little cheaper.
Well, it would probably replace the phone without any fuss or muss. And you can get AppleCare through AT&T. I didn't do that when I did it online.
I've replaced a phone with AppleCare. There is some fuss and a moderate amount of muss. They do drag their feet a little bit. What you're going through is not... It's not like it would
this
have been...
This is not AppleCare. Don't give them credit. This is not a... This is some AT&T insurance company with a $300 deductible.
Don't kick yourself for not having AppleCare because it's not that much better.
You should it's still buy a problem. Though.
Yeah, it is better, but not like a walk
now,
in the park.
I like to walk in the store and showing them
hey, look at this.
This is where I've almost wanted to enlist the advice of my chief negotiator, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who deals with these companies.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak.
I'm licking my lips. I'm ready to go.
Once all is said and done, and I file the claim and say the claim is accepted,
mm-hmm.
there is still the matter of the $300 deductible.
Right.
And my feeling is this, as a DirecTV customer,
yeah, and they
which
are
is
lied.
Under the mm-hmm. under you know AT&T, and as a phone customer with my wife's phone and my phone on it now, no longer my daughter's phones, they're on their own. They've been on their own since they turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious as to... It would seem to me that I have been a long-term customer, and I said, I could use a little help with this. Is there anything you can do for me? Because otherwise, I'm going to tell you to go to hell. I know I'll still have to pay for your lease of this phone, but I don't have to necessarily pay for the service, I don't think.
But what you've done is you've already set the template for the way this call should go, and you need to absolutely make sure everything is squared away, and you're happy, and you're in a happy frame of mind, and you're hydrated. And it's a sunny day, and you call up and you say exactly
Look at my Liquid IV. Is Liquid IV coming back on? Liquid IV going to come back on, please? Because I love this product. I want to talk about it. We're great with our advertisers. This is a good one here. God damn it. Come on. Stay with us all year.
Be in a happy state of mind. So don't call today. Give it a couple days.
Do not call today.
And you need to explain. Say, hey, you know what? I just want to first off start by saying... I'm really happy with the service. That's a lie. Oscar.
Before he does this,
listen to him. Oscar, this is one area you have to defer to.
You need to know what your options are, because if you go to T-Mobile or Sprint or Verizon, if the coverage isn't as good as what you have right now with AT&T, you're going to be even worse off. That's the first step.
No, but he'll never have to leave AT&T, not on this first call.
Okay.
It's just an arrow in his quiver. You say, up to now, I've been extraordinarily happy. I am DirecTV for years. Years and years I've been with them. I've had AT&T as long as I've had a cell phone. Whether or not that's true, it doesn't matter. Say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, your coverage is wonderful and your customer service is wonderful. However, I've had a bit of bad luck. and I had a, and then give them a thumbnail of what happened. You say it really could have happened to anybody. And the thing
See,
that
this
I found
is making me happy because I am going to do this whether it
just
works
got
or
rid
not.
Of DirecTV.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
No, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet.
Ah,
you have two cable services.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that?
Because I haven't done it yet. I just got back from Maine.
Oh my
I had
God.
A phone.
The fleecing of Mike O'Mara.
Did you hear the sound that the phone made when it was in my machine the other day? For God's sake, this happened to me on Friday. I got a kid that's going to school, and then my phone.
That happened in my recliner. Shut up, Oscar.
But let me restate this, and I can't say this enough. Do not make this call today. Wait until you're happy.
All right.
But then you say, and then you say, you know what? And you say, just I would really appreciate it. And you need to enumerate the fact that your initial claim was even denied because of what went down. Just a bad series of unfortunate events. And if you could, as a courtesy, waive some or all of the deductible, it would be amazing. Even if it's in the way of a credit to my account.
Smart. Yeah. That's smart. That's
all right.
Smart.
I will.
And then
I'll cancel my DirecTV after that.
It's a flow chart. And then after, if they say no, you say, because I'd really hate to have to take my business elsewhere. And then they're going to tend you to a retention expert. And you're going to go through the whole thing again. And that's when you say something like, because, you know, I just got a flyer from T-Mobile. Mm. Or Sprint was just in my neighborhood talking about how wonderful it is. And I'd really hate to break this relationship off. But I'm just not feeling satisfied right now.
That made me happier right now, even if it doesn't work.
And then keep in mind, at any point, you can just hang up on them, call back, and try to get another guy.
We've had a bit of bad luck. You turned into Cameron. You turned into Cameron from Ferris Bueller's.
But it's a good thing.
We've had a bit of bad luck. Yeah. Well, frankly, AT&T, you're an a-hole.
A-hole.
And by the way, Tiger Woods, comeback of the sports
they
year.
Win.
Phenomenal for all of us that have been pushing for the
guy. I haven't
guy.
Seen a sight like that on a fairway in my life.
Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely mm-hmm. incredible watching that. So maybe I'll talk more about that tomorrow on how why I'm so happy for him. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abedjan.
All right.
You stare at your computer all day. Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer loving mind desires.
Toddy.
No, I just don't like it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I want one thing quick. Just don't call AT&T today.
Yes, please don't.
Do not call them today.
There's a change in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches.
Yes.
The kids are back in school, you slut.
Oh, God.
What is that, Rob? What are you doing? My goodness, gross. Such hostility. Go to the pumpkin patch, you crappy hemorrhoid.
Rob, what were you doing? How about you stop writing copy when you're in that mood?
This is a new trend. I think it's going to stick. Stay with it.
Make some homemade apple butter, you intolerable bastard. But beware.
Gross.
It's the time of year for chiggers and ticks, and even worse, TMOS listeners that don't support the bonus show. They suck the worst of all, blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling, at the very least, comedically drained.
Am I right?
Don't drain us, you disgusting bloodsuckers. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. And remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams gourds.
Nice.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS.
They're tearing my flesh off.
Please quit sucking. And yeah, we thank you.
News.
But ain't the
Barnes!
Barnes! Tiger Woods quieted some of his doubters by winning his first tournament in 5 years yesterday. It was the Tour Championship. Talk about picking the right one to win. The final individual event of the PGA season, and he waited to do that. Pretty astonishing.
Would you like to hear audio of his victory?
Yes, the NBC guy, Dan Hicks.
Tap in for Tiger. We thought we'd never see it, and I don't believe he thought either. Tour Championship winner, Tiger Woods, winner again, number 80.
You know,
poetic, Dan.
Everyone's so happy for Tiger, but I think we need to feel sorry for the people. The loser in this story is there's a little boy in California named Jim Nance who had written a speech about 5 years ago that he's been waiting for Tiger's next victory, and now he can't do it. Poor Jim.
Jim Nance is a lot better than Dan Hicks.
Oh, he's the best.
What was Dan Hicks' comment? What was it? Number five, or first time in five. It wasn't as poetic. You should have had one line
What
for
he
it,
said,
really.
Actually, when the ball went in, he went, Gourds!
He won by two strokes over Billy Horschel, who had great pants on yesterday. It wasn't a super dramatic finish, but the win means Tiger may finally be back. It's his first win since the 2013 WGC Bridgestone Invitational, and he's been through a lot since then. All the personal drama aside, it's been just 17 months since he had spinal fusion surgery.
Wow.
Somewhere along the line, somebody make a phone call to the surgeon here.
Yeah.
This is spinal fusion.
Don't call him today. No, not today.
Not too long ago.
Hey, I've been really happy with my spinal surgery, but I've had a bit of bad luck.
My game's off. Confuse me.
Not too long ago, it looked like he may never again be competitive in a PGA tournament. But now Tiger is looking to build on this and make a winning major his goal for next year. He hasn't won one of those since he won the U.S. Open in 2008. For golf fans, myself, Mr. Trip Affleck, and a lot of people out there, what a big day. It was really special. It was incredible, Oscar.
One misstep.
What's that?
And I don't know if everybody caught this.
Okay.
But in a world of Tiger Woods, you have to control every optic.
Right.
And someone didn't tell his girlfriend, Erica Herman, not to make it all about her as he's walking off the green, as she shimmies up, hugs him, and he does what is any masterful man that knows how to run his household does. He whispers, I love you. And then if you really listen, because I rewound it, it was almost, if you're a football fan, you'll get this. It was the Heisman of Heismans where he shifted her hips around towards the press pool where she belongs and says, we're almost done. And says, I know this. Basically, this is the first time you've done this, but we don't get this emotional until we get presented the trophy.
Wow. That's
and
great.
Shimmied her away.
Solid analysis. Solid analysis, Oscar.
That is a great. You should be in the 18th tower as the third wheel up there giving that insight. I saw it too. It was just a little awkward.
Hey, lady, act like you've been here. This is the man. This is 80th win. I know it's been 5 years.
Oh, my God.
How about
that's
get a tan? A pale.
That's great. Hey, for those of you who don't follow James Woods on Twitter.
Oh, I can check out because I'm all about James Woods.
He's totally right wing, really invested in politics. Just about everything he posts is either pro-Trump or anti-Democrat. But he just got locked out of his own account for posting something that violated Twitter's rules. It was a meme that supposedly came from Democrats encouraging Democratic men to stay home for the midterms.
James Woods.
And let the women do all the voting. In his tweet, Woods acknowledged that the meme was most likely phony, but he added, quote, pretty scary that there is a distinct possibility this could be real. In this day and age of absolute liberal insanity. Right. Mm-mm-mm. It's the liberals, James.
Yeah. He seems like such a good guy, too.
Has he been in a movie lately? I haven't seen him in anything.
See what his most recent work was?
Since the meme was not only phony, but also an attempt to influence the elections, Twitter locked Woods out until he removes it, which, of course, he refuses to do.
There's your megaphone. Gone.
Now, speaking of a nice person, Dave Grohl survived Nirvana. Kurt Cobain didn't, obviously. What was the difference? Could it have been something as simple as going home? He's a Northern Virginia guy.
Yes, Springfield.
Springfield.
In an interview with PBS, Grohl said, quote, being in Nirvana at such a young age, that's a heavy trip for a kid to go through at that age. It was overwhelming at times. When it was overwhelming, I would just come back here to Virginia and go to the bedroom that I grew up in. I had a way to weather all of that and survive it. Maybe that's why. I mean, that's pretty cool. He's a pretty level-headed guy, and he would just retreat to his childhood home. I think that's very cool.
His car that he drove as a teenager is still at that home.
That's
then he drives
so cool.
it around when he comes home. But a point of order, James Woods' most recent project, the voice of Lex Luthor 2 years ago in Justice League Action. He did two episodes of the failed sitcom Dice, starring Andrew Dice Clay. And he's done two other voice jobs, Bling, which I've never heard of, and Family Guy, which I have.
Okay, very good. Better, you know, more
he's
voice
voicing.
Work than
he's
I got.
Voicing, yes.
All right, very good. Party City just started selling a ghosting costume for women.
This is funny.
Just like the dating term where you suddenly stop responding to someone's texts. I love this. The costume is a white dress with five blue text message bubbles printed on it. They say in order, see you tonight. Then three question marks. Are you okay? Hello? And guess not. So basically a full progression of realizing you were ghosted. If you want it, it's $25.
That's clever. I like funny. That. I like that.
I like it too. A woman named Jody May from Granville, Michigan, took away her 15-year-old daughter's iPhone back in April. Hopefully that didn't fall into a recliner and make any horrible...
that would really be terrible if that happened.
If it made that sound. Yeah, that was...
Oh, Jody May.
Jody May.
Jody May!
So she takes away the phone as disciplinary action, which I'm sure millions of parents have done. The girl tells her father, who's divorced from Jody, he calls the cops to report it as theft, and he implied it was his phone that Jody had taken. The cops came, arrested Jody.
Oh.
That includes cuffing her, separating her from her four-week-old baby, and keeping her in jail for 2 hours. The prosecutors charged her with two counts of larceny, which could get her 6 months in prison. Apparently, there was never a point where they were willing to just pause for even 2 seconds to listen to her tell them the reason she had the phone is because she'd confiscated it from her daughter as punishment, which is a completely legitimate thing to do. So this actually went to trial last week. This is the justice system gone mad.
Son.
Fortunately, sanity prevailed a few minutes into the trial when the judge found out it was just a mom punishing her daughter, immediately dismissed the charges. I think she's got a case to bring against her.
I think that the daughter's going to turn out great because when there's that much, it's great during divorce when the parents can remain amicable. It really the child who benefits.
No trouble at all.
Jody May!
Jody May. And now a little something something. According to a new survey, approximately 4 out of 5 people gain, quote, love weight.
Yeah.
When they get in a serious relationship, and here are the 8 reasons why. Number 1, eating out more when you're in a serious relationship. Number 2, adopting a less active lifestyle. Number 3, staying home to eat and drink. Number 4, exercising less. Number 5, trying new foods. Number 6, starting a family.
Yes.
Number 7, less motivation to keep your physique. And number 8, take more Ubers or taxis together instead of walking where you would walk when you were a single person. In a related note, I look forward to seeing you all in Las Vegas where my love weight will be on display for all to see. Check out my love gun. Yeah. Thank ye.
You know, when Carrie and I got together, we did not adopt a less active lifestyle. We actually gave birth to one.
There you go. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara
calling
from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday
is that the
wide open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls, isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, after having the brilliant Justin Schlegel on our show on Friday, how do we do this weekend with our tickets for the Back to the 80s Murder Mystery Show, Oscar?
Mike, definitely like you would do a little bit of cocaine off a key bump of ticket sales because we saw a bump and it's working.
Nice.
Very good.
Don't be left out.
If you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we've added an extra special treat. To make the weekend even more fun, Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s-themed murder mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder?
starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Slagle. More broadcasting's Rob and Joe, plus the three of us, we knuckleheads. Rob, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Mike. We're all going to be there. But the real star of the show could be you. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Plus, it's a great way to follow up our live show in Las Vegas the night after. We're going to be at the same joint in the Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Come out and hang out with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you November 3rd in Lost Wages, Nevada. Let's open up the audio vault for today, September 24, 2018. Happy Monday, everybody.
I have a new favorite thing, and a lot of people were kind enough to clue me into this over the weekend because it sort of went, I wouldn't say viral, but it certainly has a viral underpinning to it. Are you familiar with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes?
I do not know him well, but I'd love to find out more about him.
To see him, he looks like an average NFL quarterback. Yeah. Good-looking guy. Strong.
Spectacular season.
Having a great season. He has he's known for having an amazing arm. He says he can throw the ball 85 yards if he has a little wind behind him.
Wow.
But why listen to me say that when you can hear Patrick say that? The thing that is throwing people off is the average comment is, when I heard him talk, I truly didn't expect his voice to sound like that. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
How far can you throw it in the air?
Forgive me, that's the interviewer. His voice will follow the question.
How far can you throw it in the air?
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back. I had a little bit of wind at my back, but I like to say that I can get anywhere from 80 to 85 yards depending on the day.
Good Lord. That is incredible.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Is that a sports guy interviewing him?
It's the Herd, right?
Yeah, it is. It's Colin Herd.
Is that Colin Cowherd, fave?
Yes.
But I thought, you know, maybe he was just having a day.
Good Lord, sports guy, Colin. I have opinions. I have sports serious opinions.
Are you going to share them, Colin?
I sure will every day because I'm right. I'm right.
I thought maybe that Mahomes might have just having an off day, so I checked him out on the Jim Rome show.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was at my little brother's basketball game, and I saw all the stuff posted all over social media and got all the calls and texts.
Now, this is my favorite one because he's got a sort of a gravelly Muppet thing going on in this one that he didn't
he
before.
He sounds like Animal.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was at my little brother's basketball game, and I saw...
Total Muppet.
A football I will throw.
I can't even imagine him calling a play on the field because he'd have to yell. This is the
throw. I can throw it 85 yards.
Yeah, I mean, for me, at my little brother's basketball game, and throw I the saw ball, all get the a stuff cookie. Posted all over social media. And
so, as I said, I have a new favorite thing.
God, Cookie
and it's
Monster,
that.
Maybe as well.
Anyone over the weekend see the New Jersey raccoon?
I did
No.
This is a raccoon in New Jersey that for some way, you know, they have claws. I didn't think they were this strong, though. He was able to climb the wall of an apartment building outside, a brick wall, 9 stories. Mm. Just a raccoon climbing up the wall. Then he appears to push himself off, 9 stories in the air, lands on the ground, and runs away. It's very shocking video.
I got to see this. Raccoon, I'll be doing that. I'll run as fast to that as I did to my iPhone after the last show.
The raccoon seems to be okay, but my favorite part about it is a kid named Austin Lingen. He was an eyewitness, and here he is describing the raccoon situation.
There's a raccoon up there, and I'm like, what is with Mother Nature? And it kept on going like it was some kind of raccoon Spider-Man. At the end part, it looked like he just jumped off on purpose. I thought, what an idiot. He just ran off. He didn't even limp. Are we, like, not using the laws of physics anymore? He might have broke a couple raccoon ribs.
Great kid.
That is like
so
a brilliant
smart.
Little guy.
So smart. Uh-huh.
Except for broke. You know, he might have broken. But I mean, that's okay, right?
But if you see this raccoon video, it's remarkable because the raccoon does appear to like push off almost like he thinks he's going to be like a flying squirrel. And after about 5 stories, he's like, oh, I'm not going to fly. I'm going to have to land. And he's off like a shot.
Very cool.
There was a roughing the... Oh, by the way, I'm very pleased to announce once again that the entire city is convinced that the Redskins are going to the Super Bowl because they beat
That's a great game. Great
they
game.
They got a good quarterback this year. I like the upgrade. I do. Well, you know, but Kirk Cousins is playing pretty well, too. But
He had a lousy game yesterday, though.
He had a lousy game yesterday. This quarterback doesn't give up a lot and doesn't throw INTs. Or as Colin Cowherd would say, INTs!
I wonder, does the quarterback, does he sound like this?
How far can you throw it in the air?
The furthest I ever threw it in college was 83 yards, but I had a little bit of wind at my back.
I'm sorry, I meant to play this one.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was at my older brother's basketball game, and I saw the stuff.
Like Bobby Boucher.
A little bit of Bobby Boucher.
Spiral I will throw.
But there was a roughing the passer call called against the Packers during the Redskins game yesterday against Clay Matthews. Here's how that went.
Chris Thompson to the left side, snapped to Alex Smith, looking downfield. He's had it sacked.
Can't hit the quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you technically can.
Oh, wait.
Unbelievable.
I saw Aaron Rodgers get thrown to the turf earlier in this third quarter and no 50, call.
50% of the fans rooting for Green Bay inside the stadium, you know, it's not great.
But so they think that, you know, that was a questionable call based on what had happened previous in the game. But afterwards, the guy who got the penalty called against him, Clay Matthews, linebacker for the Packers, says the league is getting soft.
Hey, well, obviously, I don't agree with it again. And of course, you know, like I said last week, the NFL's going to come back, so I put my, you know, body on him. You know, but that's a football play. I hit him from the front, got my head across, wrapped up. I've never heard of anybody tackling somebody without any hands. Unfortunately, this league's going in a direction that I think a lot of people don't like. You know, I think they're getting soft. And, you know, the only thing hard about this league is the fines that they levy down on guys like me who play the game hard.
So we'll see where that goes. But that was sort of a pretty brash statement,
Santana,
I think.
Santana Moss on his podcast said that at this point, it looks like they should just have like a flag football flags on the side of their hips.
Yeah.
Because if you can't hit the quarterback and linebackers that actually get to the quarterbacks and they're being fined $60,000, $25,000, whatever it may be, and they're costing their teams the game at some points, why
even let them touch them? You have to weigh that against the you know, the fact these quarterbacks are going to end up going Rocky Road.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, well, the concussion protocol.
Pretty soon they're all going to sound like
Mahomes. I want to be clear about this. It's different. Because that type of tackling is and that type of penalty is not levied against other players. It's just the quarterback. It's just when you hit the quarterback.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I didn't see the play. I'll go back and look at that right after I look at the raccoon.
Mike, the raccoon, no fines at all against the raccoon. I want to close with this. One of my favorite go-to sitcoms for the old school comedy is called The Goldbergs. I started watching it because Patton is the narrator on it, and it's a funny show.
And it's got your guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Jeff Garland
too,
is great as the dad. Mm-hmm. But the Wendy McClendon plays the mother, and she's a great stereotypical Jewish mother. And special guest star for their Halloween episode, Mike, you're going to be into this. Robert Englund is back in full makeup as Freddy Krueger.
That's and pretty so, funny. On a comedy?
Yeah. Yeah, and so they did this promo. Here's the mom from the Goldbergs with Freddy Krueger. We close with this.
Hi, I just wanted to introduce you to our special guest star this episode. His name is Fredward.
That's Mr. Krueger to you.
Mr. Krueger, all right. Is there a Mrs. Krueger? Because I have a Rolodex.
We'll find out soon.
He's just enchanting. He's just enchanting. Very well-mannered. We get our nails done at the same place.
Trick-or-treat.
He has the glove with the knives on it. We get our nails done at the same place. So that's a good show. I like that. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob about 2 a.m. tomorrow.
Please, late tomorrow's great.
At MikeO'MearaShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, we're getting close. Voting. Make sure you register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Go. Goodbye, duties.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.